Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Learn as much as you can before you invest. Get laser focused. There's so many different types of deals out there. There's syndications, there's duplexes, there's single family. Pick something, get super focused on it, learn about it, and then be ready to make the investment.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Ruth Hiller. Ruth is joining us from Boulder, Colorado. She's a full-time investor and syndicator. Ruth has invested in 8 syndications and is a JV partner in properties in LA and New York. Ruth, thank you for joining us, and how are you today?
Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here. I really appreciate it. I'm fabulous. I had a nice hike with my dog this morning.
Awesome. Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Ruth, before we get started, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Well, it's an interesting background. I have to preface it that my grandmother invested in multifamily in 1940 and was able to support her family her whole life through those investments. And she's not alive today, so I can't ask her how she knew to do that. And then my parents continued the tradition and bought multifamily property in 1968 in Los Angeles, California. And then about 5 years ago, I wanted to start to improve the properties that I had owned. So I searched for a mentor that could help me grow in multifamily quicker and improve the business that I already had.
That is incredible. 3 generations of multifamily investors. When you got started, what was your holdings? Did you inherit any properties?
I did. I inherited a family property 20 years ago, the property that my parents bought in California. My mom purchased it with her brother, and I inherited that 20 years ago. And up until about 5 years ago, I wasn't really that interested in running the property. I just kind of let it run itself, basically.
And did you grow up in the business? Did you actively work in multifamily management?
No, we've always had a full-time property manager. I'm a trained artist. That's been my profession for like the last 30 years. And I call myself the accidental businesswoman because, because I've bought and sold real estate since I'm in my 20s. And I just never thought of it as a business until recently.
It was just your family obligation / hobby, so to speak.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right. So you are now actively investing in your own properties and a syndicator. And you're also an investor.
Yes.
Tell me, what are your holdings right now?
I own large multifamily properties in Texas, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and California as a limited partner. That's where I started with a mentorship group about 2 years ago. And I met people in the group and it was a way for me to go further faster. So that's where I'm currently invested.
And Ruth, is this the same GP on these deals or is it different?
That's the LP deals, the 8 deals. I'm an LP. The GP deal is 143 unit C-class multifamily in Carrollton, Texas that we're about to close on.
Okay. What I meant was, are they different operators or are you just with one syndicator as an LP in multiple deals?
One syndicator, I'm invested in 3 deals with them and the rest are different people that are different syndicators. And I met them within the group that I'm in.
And how do you qualify the GPs or the syndicators before you put your investment in their deal?
Well, I'm a relationship person and I'm very intuitive. So when I joined my mentorship program a couple of years ago, one of my outcomes I wanted was to build relationships and find out who were the best people in the group to invest with. So I took about a year to do that. And then this year I've invested in about 7 of them.
What kind of due diligence do you do?
I have 5 parameters when I'm investing in a multifamily. One is, do I know, like, and trust the sponsor team? That's number one to me. And the location is super important and the track record of the sponsor team. Then I do another thing. What is the median household income? It needs to be above at least $44,000. I'd like it up in the 50s. It has to be a proven market. The sponsor team has to already have a track record, at least one of the person in the group, and has to have a good track record. And someone has to be boots on the ground. And the most important thing to me is that someone has a very strong asset management background, because to me, that's the most important thing in a deal, because I see a lot of deals and no one's ever run an asset like this. And having owned multifamily forever, I know how much work that is.
I love that. So one of the GPs has to have their boots on the ground.
Yes.
And location, what do you specifically look for?
Well, it's funny because originally it was just going to be Texas and Florida. But like I said, for me, the sponsor team's important. And now with multifamily, as crazy as it's been, like the rent growth has been ridiculous. If I really like the sponsor team, I'll look in other markets. And I'm in Colorado and I've been looking for some of my own deals here also. But the price per unit here is like double what it is in Dallas.
Ruth, if somebody had a deal in Nashville or Bentonville, Arkansas, would you consider it, or is that just off the table?
Actually, I just invested in a deal in Nashville last week.
All right, Nashville's on fire. Bad example. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or Bentonville, Arkansas. If the numbers look good, operator looks good, would you invest in it? Or it has to meet all 5 of that criteria?
It has to meet the 5 criteria that they have to have experience. But honestly, if I really like the sponsor team, I will invest. I did invest in one in a really small town in Alabama.
How did that deal do?
It's not closed yet, so we'll see.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. I'd like to introduce you to my good friends over at PassiveInvesting.com, a private equity real estate firm based out of the Carolinas. PassiveInvesting.com makes it easy for you to start investing in real estate. They focus on acquiring institutional quality apartments and self-storage facilities with private accredited investor funds. They also have a real estate debt fund that offers hard money loans to local fix and flippers across the U.S., which currently has a 0% default rate. With a portfolio of over $700 million in assets and controlling over $250 million in equity, they know how to secure the best deals and how to avoid the red flags. If you are interested in learning more, please reach out directly to PassiveInvesting.com and request the free Passive Investor Guide that outlines the 7 red flags for passive apartment and self-storage investing. Visit PassiveInvesting.com/red flags to download that PDF now. That's PassiveInvesting.com/red flags. Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having a lot of fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com.
What type of returns do you typically expect?
I expect at least 8 to 10% cash. And then I expect either 90% total return or double my money in 3 to 5 years.
Well, that's a big difference, 3 to 5 years. So
yes.
Do you want to double your money in 3 years?
Well, some of the sponsor teams, it depends, especially on the deal that we're sponsoring, if they can meet their business plan. Let's say they're giving you 90% return. After 3 years, sometimes they will sell the property. It always depends on the sponsor team. I'd prefer to hold it for 5 years and create more equity, since multifamily's been on fire. One sponsor who I invest with, I wasn't in this deal, sold a deal and she tripled the investor's money in 3 years. So if you invested 100K, you walked away with 300K at the end of the deal.
What was the asset on that?
It was a C-class multifamily in Texas.
Do you know where in Texas?
Cleburne.
And what was the value add there where you're able to triple investors' money?
They redid a lot of units. They rebranded stuff. And then the market's just gone crazy. Stuff that you could buy for $80,000 a door now is going for $130,000, $150,000. So just the inflation and the craziness in the market.
That builds some high expectations for investors.
It does. It does.
So you currently have a deal that you are the operator and GP on.
Yes.
Can we dive into that?
We can dive into that a little bit. Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Where's the deal?
The deal where I'm the 50% owner? Or
the one that you're syndicating.
Oh, the one I'm syndicating. Yes. I'm a co-sponsor and it's basically a women-driven team, which I'm super excited about. It's in Carrollton, Texas, which is about 30 minutes northwest of Dallas. It's a type C asset, 143 units. And when we were doing our due diligence, when I was walking the property, I found 3 extra rooms that we're going to convert into efficiencies. So we're really excited about that. And so that one's going to be closing next week.
How did you find that deal?
So I'm in this mentorship group and I identified people in the group that I wanted to work with. And one of my top skills is people. So I was invited into the deal to help raise capital and do investor relations based on our previous relationship.
And how did you raise the capital?
Through my network. I was a Tony Robbins Platinum partner for a year. I'm an influencer. People really trust me, which is awesome. And so I just have been building my database with nurturing my database with emails that I send out. What is a syndication? So people seen my success and they want to get involved. So this was my first capital raise and I was excited that I did so well.
Is this a value add where units have not been renovated?
Yes, some of the units have not been renovated.
And do you have a property management company identified for this?
We have a property management company identified for it and they've overseen our budget and agreed that all the pro forma rents can be implemented. So I'm excited about that.
What are the household income numbers in that area?
57,000 is the median household income in that neighborhood.
Which one of the GPs is going to be the boots on the ground?
There's okay. 3 of them.
I want to make sure this meets your 5 criteria.
There's 3 boots on the ground. 2 of them are great asset managers, and the third one is a great CapEx manager.
Awesome. I know Carrollton well. My very first investment with Ashcroft and Joe Fairless was in Carrollton. There's a great property that they turned around and sold years ago. Great area.
It's a great area and the values keep going up. And the last 2 ownership teams didn't give a lot of TLC to it. So we're excited to take it over and rebrand it.
Ruth, in all of the deals that you've been an LP in, what do you see that GPs could do better?
More education.
Educating the investors.
Educating the investor. I think that for me, that's one of my missions is to have people not just give me their money, but be educated in what they're investing in and why. Why it's so good and what are the benefits. I think a lot of GPs do that on the webinar, but again, I'm not sure beforehand that maybe they do that as much.
And what are you specifically doing to educate your investors?
I provide a newsletter that explains everything. I'm in the process of writing an ebook. With my partner, we'll do a lot of educational Zooms to go over deals so people understand how the deal works. Even if it's a past deal, just like if a new investor comes to me, well, let me take you through this deal and shows you how this type of investment works.
And do you educate them on the specific deal or in multifamily investing in general?
Multifamily investing in general. Okay. So that they can decide that it's right for them. And my favorite thing about it is the cash. I love the cash, but for me, the tax benefits are one of my favorite things about it.
I love that because I don't think GPs do enough of that. Can we dive into that a little bit? All the tax benefits to investors.
Yes, I would love to dive into that.
Let's talk about that. Because really, when I talk about, and I don't syndicate multifamily, but when I ask other people about it, they don't know the tax benefits.
Well, one of the things is, and I've been learning a lot about this, if you're an active real estate investor and you spend at least 750 hours a year in real estate investing, managing properties, you get a lot of tax benefits. So on this deal, they do something called a cost segregation study. And what that means is a company goes in and there's a law that expires next year. They can depreciate 100% of the property on year one instead of over 27 and a half years. So as a real estate investor, if I invest $100,000 on our deal in Texas, I'll get $100,000 off my K-1 loss off my income tax.
Well, is it $100,000 on the property or do you have to specifically identify accelerated depreciation items?
Yeah, we hired a cost segregation specialist. Okay. And they already did the study and they identified the accelerated depreciation.
Right. Okay. And so there's a process to get to that point.
Yes.
But it's not 100% on the entire asset.
No, it's 100% on the capital raised. So I think it was whatever that was. And so that for every investor, we'll get 100% bonus depreciation for their investment. If you're a W-2, it's not as easy to use the tax benefits. You need to speak with your accountant. I'm not 100% certain, but you can write any of the losses off against your passive income. You cannot write it off against your W-2 income.
Right. That's a challenge. So people that are high earners that don't have any other options, they can only write it off against passive losses, not their active income.
Correct. That's the toughest part. So there also are some accountants out there that will help you work on that and make it work to your benefit. I have a real estate specialist accountant that focuses just on that, how to make it work for people.
Ruth, what kind of returns will your investors see?
Well, we're looking at a 5.5 exit cap. If you invest $100,000 after 5 years, you'll have $190,000 return on your investment. That's $100,000 of your investment and $90,000 profit, which is delivered in quarterly distributions and equity at the end of the deal.
Is there a preferred return?
No, we just do 80-20 split. That's why I like these deals. 20% to the sponsorship team and then 80% to the passive investors.
Interesting. And then are there the traditional fees on top of that?
We have a 1% acquisition fee, a 2% asset management fee, and there's no refinancing fees. There's no any of that. That's it. Just those fees.
No disposition fee?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, we like to keep it as simple as possible, and I just think it's better for the investors.
I like that. Very simple, 80-20. Perfect. You own property in LA and New York as a JV partner. What are those?
I owned an apartment in New York City, and I also own a retail store. So I'm a 20% partner in a retail store in New York City that I've had for 29 years. And the Los Angeles property, I'm a 50% owner with family members. So we're working right now to put that one on the market, which I'm excited about.
What type of retail in New York?
It's a ground floor retail in Soho. So it's in a cast iron district. It's a really great neighborhood. And we've had a lot of fashion stores in our building.
An amazing rent.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Am I allowed to say the amount?
go ahead.
We were getting $35,000 a month. Now, because of COVID, retail's really tanked. So we've had that just to get some tenants in there. Because if you walk through Soho right now, it's just empty. It's kind of sad.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes. But first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to start your own syndication business? Or maybe you've tried, but you've been unable to get your first apartment deal? Well, it's hard. I know firsthand getting started in syndication is not easy. So have you considered working with a mentor? Imagine working one-on-one with a full-time syndicator who can help you do your first apartment building deal faster, help you avoid big mistakes, and scale your portfolio. If you feel like I'm speaking to you right now, then I want you to check out the mentoring program from my friend Michael Blanc, who specializes in helping people get started with apartment buildings. I've known Michael for many years now, and he genuinely wants to help people become financially free. He developed a proven system and has helped hundreds of people do their first apartment building deal. I know he can help you as well. To find out more, text the word Joe, J-O-E, to 66866. I know Michael's going to take care of you. Go ahead and text the word Joe, J-O-E, to 66866. Do it right now while it's fresh on your mind, and let's get you started with your own apartment syndication business. Deals and money. We are constantly seeking deals and money as real estate investors, and I bet you're having a challenge right now, especially with deals, if you're like most real estate investors, because it's tough to find deals right now. But here's the thing. There's a competitive advantage out there that when implemented, it will help you accomplish your objective of getting more deals and or getting more investors. And that is having a great follow-up system. Having a great follow-up is one of the keys to success. in real estate. And Follow Up Boss is the leading CRM for real estate. This is the system you need in place so you can reach out to owners and brokers directly for deals, or you can follow up with your investors, and you do it all in one spot. The CRM makes it 10 times faster to call and text owners, then integrates those into a software so nothing slips through the cracks. The Follow Up Boss conversion system and powerful management tools help align your methods and drive growth that otherwise it could have been missed and probably would have been missed. Go to followupboss.com/best ever to get a system in place. And if you need help, they got you covered. Follow Up Boss offers experts 7 days a week. You can pick up the phone and speak to an actual human being anytime during business hours. Visit followupboss.com/best ever to check out how much time you could save by streamlining your follow-up process. Best Ever listeners, they're treating you extra special. You get an extended 30-day free trial, twice the length of the normal trial. For a limited time, go to followupboss.com/best ever and perfect your follow-up.
What's the value of that property, retail value?
The value of that property, I have to tell you an interesting story. It's probably about $5 million, but about 8 years ago in Soho, on the corner of, I think it was Green and Spring, which is like the center of Soho, this 10,000 square foot retail space, not even the building, sold for $120 million to a REIT. So we were trying to get it together. So we kind of missed the boat on that one, but we were just like, wow, that's crazy. There was a lot of that going on. I think that was like 8 years ago. Not so much anymore.
Do you know the price per square foot on that building?
I don't.
I've talked to people who rent retail spaces in New York, and this was years ago. I asked, what are you paying? $40, $50 a foot? They're like, no, $400 a foot.
It depends. And depending on the size and location. Yeah, I think it was $300 a foot at one point, but now no.
Which is exponentially higher than here in the Midwest.
Yes.
Awesome. Ruth, what advice would you give somebody starting out that's wanting to syndicate deals?
Find a mentorship program. That would be my advice. Find a mentorship program or study. I couldn't be doing what I was doing unless I had joined that mentorship program.
And what was that program that you joined?
I joined Brad Sumrock's Apartment Investment Mastery. I met him randomly on a bus during a Tony Robbins event, and we've been friends ever since. And so I joined his group, and it's like cut time. I'm GPing already in 2 years. I didn't want to be a GP. I just want to invest passively. Then when I made the decision to be a GP at the beginning of this year, I'm also in his mastermind. It happened within 4 months.
What are some of the hard lessons you've learned along your path?
I lost a ton of money 20 years in a multifamily business I bought 20 years ago. And I didn't do the due diligence because I didn't know how. I wasn't educated. So for me now, I just get specialized education in anything I want to do and talk to people that are experts in the business. Success leaves clues. So if I do what my friends are doing, if they're successful, then I want to know how to do that. And I don't need to reinvent the wheel. So trying to do it on my own is...
Do you mentor people?
Yeah, I do. And that's something I want to do more going forward because I feel like the last years have been on hyperspeed. So I'd love to impart information. And one of my goals is to either contribute or set up some sort of fund that teaches financial literacy and mindset to young people.
How would somebody get your attention enough to where you would want to mentor them?
That's a good question.
Because I'm sure a lot of people... I've approached you. Hey, I'd love to learn from you.
And I've just been teaching. I really just have. But if it was like a full-time gig, can you help me understand this? I just kind of love doing that. But if it was a long-term thing, I don't know. I've heard other people say, well, they need to add value, but I just really love to help.
Yeah. I think at some point though, I ran into this where you give away a lot of your time and then you find people that don't do anything with it. So one, you got to qualify the individual that you're mentoring. Because you want to make sure you're not wasting your time.
Right.
And you want to find those outliers, at least from my perspective, find those outliers that go above and beyond. They don't necessarily have to add value to me. I just have to see that they're hungry and they're already putting in time and effort into that.
It's funny because I met an Uber driver last time I was in Texas. And he's like, so what are you doing? I'm doing multifamily. And he's like, oh my God, I want to do it. And he signed up for all the events and he's always sending me questions. And I would totally mentor him. He's amazing.
Awesome. Ruth, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
I say learn as much as you can before you invest. Get laser focused. There's so many different types of deals out there. There's syndications, there's duplexes, there's single family. Pick something, get super focused on it, learn about it, and then be ready to make the investment and then take action.
Ruth, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
Let's do it. Ruth, what's the best ever book you recently read?
I love the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I've read that a couple times.
And what's your biggest takeaway from that book?
The mastermind. And I've been in a few and that's really shot me way up.
Are those typically paid masterminds or are they not?
Yes, they are pay to play. I'm going to tell you, it's been worth every penny.
And are they masterminds that are perpetual or is it just for a period of time?
They're perpetual multifamily mastermind, and it's been ongoing for the last few years. And I just recently joined, and that just 10x'd my growth just in the last year.
Ruth, what's the best ever way you like to give back?
Again, I like to mentor people, and I like to donate money to causes that I believe in.
Ruth, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
They can reach out to me on my website at yesmfnow.com. And my tagline is, I don't know what you're thinking, but MF stands for multifamily.
That's what I was assuming. Awesome, Ruth. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story from being a third generation multifamily real estate investor in this fast track to syndication. We've learned a lot from you and thank you for joining us.
That was fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. I hope to see you soon.
Awesome. Best ever listeners. Thank you for joining us and have a best ever day.
Thank you.